back to Relationships at Work, the Leadership Mindset Guide for creating a workplace we love. I'm your host, Russell Lawlacher, a communications and leadership nerd with a couple of decades of experience in both of those areas and a big heaping load of curiosity on how we can make the workplace a better place. And if you're a leader trying to understand and improve your impact on work culture and the employee experience, you're in the right place. It's time once again for our weekly mini episode, just a quick valuable bit of insight under 10 minutes, usually, to help shift our mindsets and improve our relationships at work. Here we go. Let's get right into it. So the topic for our minisode today, the double-edged sword of empathy. We know that empathy is an important factor in being a good, even great leader. Creating psychological safety, building connections with our teams, vulnerability, relatability. Here's just a few benefits. Empathy helps us listen better because we're more often to understand what our team members have to say without judgment and embracing diversity in how they show up and in how they express themselves. Empathy also builds trust. If one of your employees sees that a leader, us, genuinely cares about the well-being and growth of them, they'll feel more connected and trusting of us. And another one, empathy resolves conflicts because we approach disagreements with a mindset being more focused on understanding and curiosity rather than blame. That's what empathy does for us. This, of course, helps us come up with solutions that actually work. Empathy is absolutely essential for great leadership, but we'd be blind if we didn't say that it's also not all fantastic. In fact, it can be damaging. It can be a lot. Empathy is defined as the ability to understand and share the feelings of others, experience others' frame of reference, which sounds great, doesn't it? We all want that as leaders and as people being led. But, huge but here, we can't just leave it at that. It can also have unintended consequences for those that embrace an empathetic approach, that feel what others feel. Don't believe me? Think about it like this. Think about being empathetic to those who are led by a horrible leader. They feel undervalued, and we can't do anything about it. Think about being empathetic for those not getting opportunities due to office politics that are beyond anyone's control. Think about being empathetic for those getting pizza lunches when their culture is so toxic. It might not be events that directly impact you and your team, but rather colleagues doing the best they can in other organizations. But they're struggling. They're drowning. Or it could be former team members that now no longer work for you, but still come to you for advice or an empathetic ear, and you're hearing all these things that are just painful. Empathy is great, but it also adds a burden when we see others struggling and there's nothing we can do about it. Our only advice might be, well, you might have to quit, which isn't realistic for a lot of people. Here are a few other consequences I think we as leaders really need to understand when we talk about empathy in the workplace. We need to be aware of them for ourselves, for our teams. And some of these certainly are beyond just feeling bad. So the first out of the gate I want to talk about is emotional drain. Because being empathetic means we absorb and understand the emotions of others. Now, in a workplace with high stress or emotionally demanding situations, this can lead to emotional exhaustion, burnout, especially if we're consistently supporting colleagues through those difficult times. There's also a danger of empathetic individuals who may avoid conflict because they just don't want to hurt people's feelings. I've certainly worked for a few leaders that were shy or uncomfortable around conflict, so they just didn't do anything about it. And that just allowed bad leadership to continue to fester. I mean, also, avoiding conflict can actually lead to unresolved issues. It can hurt productivity. It can hurt innovation. It can lead to more toxic cultures. Another danger of empathy is overpersonalization, because being overly empathetic may cause people to become too involved in other people's problems, even when it's not their responsibility. Now we become an empathetic leader with boundary issues and negligence of our own tasks and well-being. Number four, if you're counting, bias and favoritism. Sure, empathy can lead to biased decision-making. It absolutely can. We might not mean to, but we could show favoritism or provide special treatment to those we empathize with more, which absolutely can lead to perceived unfairness and resentment among our team members. And last one I want to mention is it can cause difficulty in making those tough decisions. Having a heart makes this a possibility, sorry. As an empathetic leader, think about how making difficult decisions might affect our colleagues. Layoffs, reassignments, right? Now, if you're empathetic, you're going to feel that turmoil. You're going to feel that pain for people. Can you understand how we may delay or avoid these kind of decisions to spare others' feelings, maybe even harming the organization? Empathy is absolutely essential, but it can hurt us. It can be something we take home with us. It can be an unbelievable burden, especially in toxic relationships, especially dealing with toxic teams, toxic decisions. I've known empathetic leaders where their empathy actually got in the way of them being great leaders. Avoiding conflict, not making decisions, surrounding themselves only with people they were connected to, not great. As with anything, self-awareness is so key here. Building that understanding of ourselves so we can balance our empathy with rational decision-making. Empathy can't stand on its own. It needs to be coupled with clear boundaries, effective conflict resolution skills, and an understanding of when to prioritize the organization over our own feelings. Empathy is an absolutely effective and essential tool in being a great leader. It will help to inform us when it comes to some of those decisions and understanding the impact of those decisions in the workplace. We just need to remember it's one that needs to be used for the right occasions in the right way, and it's not the only tool in our toolbox as leaders. So please, absolutely, work that empathy muscle. Make sure that it is strong, make sure that it is fed, but also understand that we are human and that it can have unintended consequences even when we're just trying to show up with care and compassion. Well, that'll do it for another Relationships at Work mini episode, the Leadership Mindset Guide to Creating a Workplace We Love. I'm Russell Lolliker. Once again, I can't thank you enough for spending some time listening to the podcast, even a quick in and out one like these mini episodes. But I will ask one favor, which is if you have a moment, could you go over to Spotify and Apple Podcasts? You may be listening on one of those right now. If you scroll down under the podcast area, I don't know what the hell they call that. Scroll to the bottom, you'll see ratings and reviews. And yeah, if you could just leave a tidbit about how valuable you found the episode or the podcast in general, couldn't appreciate it more. Again, it really helps the show get found. It's an algorithm thing. Anyway, I don't want to get all technical because I don't even understand all the technical stuff. But needless to say, I can't appreciate you more. Thank you so much. Take care.